old fashioned mustard.
Or
Does it get any more old fashioned than
the
this?
Monsieur Charm? Not really, no.
Fire and brimstone.
Good old fashioned mustard.
Warm us up.
That Rabban Segal brings in the goyin. Not the goyin. So the Monsieur Charm said that we were created for the Tainug in Olam Haba, but the place to do that, the Avoida, to get to that Tainug is in Olam Hazeh. And that's where you do mitzvahs. So he brings down over here a mimer from the Gaon. I don't know where it is, but it's pretty interesting. Says a good Mevilna maybe is different than Medrash. Medrash says Arba Tshukais. There are four Tshukais. First, Hashem created the world with four types of desires. Four things that a person has. A Tshuka is more than a desire. Tshuka is like some sort of unresolvable, like need for something. Okay. So first so he says, the Goyim says, but there's one tshuka which is on top of all of these. There's one tshuka that I would say, Zaks as a girl, is the worst out of all of them. And that is when a person, between their death and their kavura, and they're leaving their house, being brought out, they're being brought out on from their house to their kavura. And at that moment, he says, "Tipakachna kol chushav v'uroya mashlo yuchal liros." So all of a sudden, a person has a vision of what this world is meant to be, and what he did with his opportunities and his life that he was given. And as they're putting him in the kever, he understands all the missed opportunities that he had. And he realizes how everything he wasted time on, called kaspi v'zahavoi, all his physical belongings are l'tzinim, it's all just nisyonos and disaster, distractions. And because of those very things that he was chasing in this world, he's going to end up having just Gehenna. And he realizes that yafeh sha'achas shel tshuva ma'asim tovim. And how much every moment in life is there to give a person an opportunity to do mitzvahs. And all he wants is one thing, and he has this tshuka. And the tshuka is, give me a few more minutes in Olam Hazeh. Give me back a few more minutes so that I can do things the way I understand I should be doing them now, with this new understanding. If I have a few more minutes, I will use them the way I'm supposed to, and he cannot even get back 1 minute. And at that moment, he has the greatest tshuka for anything that he ever had in his life. And it's an insatiable desire to go back to Olam Hazeh and Chaperein, and he can't. And it's impossible to imagine such a level of charata and shever, regret, that a person had more time in Olam Hazeh, what he would use it for.
Isn't there opinion that that happens the moment of death, that crashes down on a person, the very moment they die?
Here it says, the lesson here is, Beis Shemalich and Es Adam Yibeis Kivroi. You say, what does this have to do with that moment? Why does it have to do with being taken to be buried? It should be the moment of death. I'm not sure. Okay, anyway, so that's how he brings out the point here. So why am I saying that? Because this is what he was saying. That what motivates a person is if that whole thing is nisames to him now. Is that if a person knows he's here for a purpose and a person has a goal in front of him, and therefore everything that they're doing fits into that general goal. Okay? So if a person's driven and clear, then everything will make sense. So take, for example, you have a businessman who goes on a trip. It's very simple muscle, right? But it's obvious. If the person's focused on getting the deals, making the sales, doing what he has to do, so that's what he's doing the entire time that he's there. He's also in his hotel, but all that is just subordinate to his main mission. But if he gets distracted from this mission and he does other things and he's wasting his time, he's not going to come back with the deals that he's supposed to. Very simple, right? Okay. Now, We had a deer here that I see Don Segal makes a deer. And he says, and then he says also, right, that the way that Hamiti, he's been using that word, emes. So again, emes means what we said earlier. Emes doesn't mean true versus false. Emes means real versus not real. That means that we have to get to that point that the real tainu, everything else is not real, and the real tainu is only tainu that we're going to experience in Olam Haba, and everything in this world is to get us closer. Okay, let's go on. Five. Now. When you analyze it further, dveikus can only come through a shlemus can only come through dveikus and Hashem. So let's think about this. So now I want to speak this out. I don't know if I have an answer yet. But he was basically saying that man was created in this world, and that's really the only place you can do it. The purpose of the world is just to earn points. But don't think that you're redeeming the points in this world. This world is not for point redemption. Point redemption is for the next world, right? So now he's saying, by the way, Hashlemus Amiti Hurak and what's Dveikus? Kirvas Elokim. So being close to Hashem in this world. And he's achashalti, the one thing I want. So that's how he's showing from the achashalti that rap, right? The only thing is to being close to Hashem, and all this other stuff is hevel v'shav. Now understand, is the focus to be close to Hashem in this world, or is the focus to be close to Hashem in the next world? Let's say I'm not close to Hashem in this world, but who cares? I'm doing mitzvahs all the time. I don't think all that much about Hashem, but I'm doing mitzvahs. Put on my tefillin, beginning tzedakah. Every minute is calculated. Right? So, and then when it comes to Olam Haba, I'll be close to Hashem. So, why is he switching over mashma that there's a kiyum of the dveikus and Hashem in this world also? Is that a fair question?
I think that famous.
So, mistama, that's what he's adding. So, I'm adding something now. Because if you analyze it, you're going to see that there's another point. There's a point that amiti, and you have to get that here. But
yes, he's here. Oh
oh yeah, very much so.
Yeah, he brings from really off. Yeah,
oh yeah.
It's very big shot.
See what he says there.
Yes.
It's all peace. So we'll look at it tomorrow with the ship.
He says it comes out that you're paying for the Einag of Alam Haba for the Einag of Alam Hasid because the Pruzer is a Shtickle Me Ain, the tripod. So the way to prepare for the Einag of Alam Haba is to get a little bit of the Einag of Alam
Oh, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say like this, that there's a Gemara, the Gemara that talks about Yeravam ben Nevat. How Yeravam ben Nevat was offered. Hashem, he almost did tshuva, and he's in a Gan Eden, and Hashem goes to Yeravam ben Nevat, who was the worst rosh in the history of the world, and he says, Yeravam, Ritzoyin chashinetayel ani ve'ato uben Yishai be'Gan Eden. Do you want to come take a walk with me and David HaMelech in Gan Eden? I'm going to accept your tshuva. You can come with me to Gan Eden. So Yeravam ben Nevat says, Mi Barosh, who's going first? Me or David? Who is the number the number one position as the number two position next to you? So he says Ben Yishai, David Malchus, and then Elazar not coming. So the Shaila is so what's going on? Is you see from there that and from other places that a person's persona and their midos and the type of person they are does not change in Olam HaBa. A person's character kind of remains the same even in Olam HaBa. Olam HaBa doesn't cleanse you of your bad character trait. You gotta do tshuva from that in this world. So, a person that did not experience or did not work on being a spiritual person in this world and experience Dveikus and Hashem in this world, they will not be able to experience the Tainug and Hashem in the next world. Because they never were able, they trained themselves to only enjoy steak, wine, and other good things. So they cannot enjoy spirituality. They cannot appreciate it. They cannot experience spirituality. Someone tells you, in a year from now, I'm going to invite you over my house. I'm going to have the best wines in the world. There'll be $5,000 bottles of wine. There's going to be stuff that's going to blow your mind out. Now, Lamaisa, you're excited about it, but you don't really like wine, right? So you, and then Shevitz and Kedem, I'm saying, it's not. So you get there and you're like, you know what I mean? You don't appreciate the wine. But if you're a wine connoisseur, and then okay, this is going to be my experience of a lifetime. So the whole year you're like tasting wines and you're this, and I really want to enjoy that dinner. It's going to be like a highlight. Right, so you're like building up to it, so that you your taste buds, your experience, you already fine tune yourself to experience
great model.
that hana, right?
Great
So
analogy.
how in the world are you going to experience Olam Haba if during this world you had no shaychus to it? You experienced the Manashevitz your whole life, so then you're going to Olam Haba.
No.
It's no shaychus. So you have to experience spiritual hana in this world to be ready for the tiny of Olam HaBa. Maybe that's what we say.
Rabbi, you should have a book of just analogies like that. You're all you have come up with some. I don't know if that was yours or not, but that was just great. Just like your dog and the chain and
The mother with the baking the
which
cake.
is one of my
That is the whole
favorites.
Ramchal. There's the
Yeah,
Tzitzas Tunis in there.
you should just have a book because Rabbi Nachman talks about that. He realized towards the end of his life that nobody's getting his ideas, and the only way they're going to understand is through stories. And he spent most of the rest of at the end of his life telling stories that were very complex, but he felt that they taught lessons better than
And then you have to
academic
have
material.
commentaries on the stories and all
Yeah.
that. All right. Okay. Good night, everybody. Say,